GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
As is normally the time, we say good morning to Boston-based talk radio titan Howie Carr, who's not answering his telephone. I hope he's not. Maybe he's out on his morning constitutional. I'll try again in just a second or two. We wanted to ask Howie our Central Maine Denture Center question of the day. You find it at WVOMFM.com. It's on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter feed, I should say. Do you think President Biden's executive gun control orders will stem shootings? We might as well talk about them just for a second. Want to start with red flag because we're familiar with that in our state, red flag laws. And there's, I'll say, an enhanced red flag component in one of the president's two executive orders, or at least two of the executive orders handed down yesterday.
Yeah, what he asked the Department of Justice to do is draw up a model to assist states. This is still in state law, in implementing what we know as red flag laws. Basically, these laws allow courts to bar people from carrying guns if they are shown by family or law enforcement to present a danger to themselves or others. Now, we've gone down this road a number of times here in Maine.
Let's park in the courtroom just for a second, get Brett Baber back on the phone. Who decides who is unsuited to be able to exercise their Second Amendment right?
Well, they have argued this back and forth. Now, I hesitate to even say this, but if you look at the national polling, 93% of Americans, and that would include 64% of Republicans, are in favor of something to be done. Now, the question that was posed in will this stem the number of shootings?
I worded it, will it stem shootings?
I doubt it.
I think you and I are on the same page. And a lot of people are looking to Boulder, Colorado, and they ask, would this red flag legislation, would it have stopped that guy? It would require a federal license to own pistol stabilizing braces, which is what this gentleman used in Boulder, Colorado. It would require a federal license to own one. It would require a more thorough application process and a $200 tax. Would it have stopped this guy? Based on the lengths to which he went, I don't know.
No, and the president did touch on one thing yesterday. He kind of put the, he did do the executive actions, which were expected. He did point the finger at Congress, where really, as a country, Congress would have to do most of what he's suggesting. Biden acted under the presidential authority, which is limited. It's fairly narrow, but within his power. Now, the ghost gun thing.
Yeah, let's go there.
Ghost guns, and look, I'm not a gun expert, and I don't know.
I got to be honest, I'd never heard the phrase ghost gun
until
yesterday.
Well, I had, but I didn't. It's basically a handmade firearm sold in kits, and they can be 3D printed.
And they have no serial number.
And no serial number. And most of the police are saying, yeah, we got to do something about these ghost guns. I don't see an awful lot of pushback coming on that one. The stabilizing braces is another issue. Mm-hmm. The red flag law is another issue.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
I have a genius idea.
Yeah.
And I know you're gonna think that I'm making a joke here, but no, this is, if these rules are so controversial, but people say we have to do something, let's do this. Let's put the rules in place for 6 months in Chicago. And if they're proven to stem shootings, I'm not taking a run at Chicago, and I'm not taking a run at the fact that it's got the strictest gun laws and it's got the most gun violence or whatever, or however you want to word it. But if this is so important to the entire nation, let's test it out. Let's put these laws in place for 6 months in Chicago and then come back 6 months. If they stem shootings, then let's consider putting them in place all over the 48, Hawaii, Alaska, Guam, Puerto Rico.
Well, the point is that state laws would have to be changed. I mean,
well, if
Illinois would have to go with it.
If this is important enough for the entire nation, let's test it out. Let's run it up the flagpole and see who's... No, let's have the president say it.
Well, you could say it, but you can't do it.
Well, let's try it. We have...
Couldn't do it anyway.
We have a perfect opportunity to see if these laws work in what some say is the worst case scenario, Chicago, Illinois. Caller, hello. Do you think President Biden's executive gun control orders will stem shootings? What are you thinking?
Rick, we the people, do we have to prove our sanity to the powers that be, Rick?
Let me ask you. I don't disagree with you, but talk to me about this guy in Boulder, Colorado. What do we do?
Well, what do we do? Well, you tell me, Rick. What do we do?
Well, it's my hope that there would have been someone in there that would have taken him out.
Domestic terrorist, Rick. What do we do, Rick? Can you tell me?
I just said my hope would be that there would be someone in that store that could have taken him out. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Do you think President Biden's executive gun control orders will stem shootings?
No, they absolutely will not. The problem is that people who are willing to cause harm will find a way to cause harm with or without a gun. Now, it just so happens that I have a little extra insight into this because I am part owner of a gun company and a very avid 3D printer. I do not have the ability to 3D print a functional firearm, period. A functional firearm requires things that cannot be 3D printed with current technology to function, namely the chamber. The chamber of a firearm has to withstand several thousand pounds of pressure at the time of detonation of that primer. You cannot do that with 3D printed materials today. Ghost guns are a scary term that they have applied to firearms that people can buy a kit to assemble. It is nothing more than an unassembled, uncompleted firearm that you have to do physical work to the frame to make it a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the president pointed that out.
Yep, and so let us ask you the question the president pointed out. All right, I'm just asking here. How do you put a rule in place that will stop a criminal, someone that shouldn't be able to buy the kit, the components, and the directions? How do we separate the wheat from the chaff?
Most of your criminal people are not buying these guns. I would be interested to find out how many actual people have died from the discharge of a firearm that does not have a serial number issued by a manufacturer. That is the number that we need to find out so that we can shut this ghost gun argument down. The number of people that have been killed by a firearm that was not issued a serial number.
All right, thank you. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your insight. Best to you.
Well, the president can only change gun policy so much. I don't care who the president happens to be. Can only do so much. Without the support of Congress, and there is huge pressures from both sides, every time there's a mass shooting, and you know there's going to be another one. Nobody argues that. It was, two yesterday?
Why aren't we talking about that, by the way?
Lawmakers have failed to enact laws time and time again. Will law solve the problem? Now, the way the Congress is set up at the moment, even with the Democrats having a one-vote majority in the Senate, they're not going to get it through. So the House passed two bills. They can't get them through the Senate. So the president did, I suppose, what he said he was going to do in the beginning, prior to the election. But has it solved the problem? No, I don't know that there's an answer, Rick. I don't know that there's a plan because they're, in all fairness, they're crazy people out there.
Let me just ask, only because I don't know sports. Philip Adams. Was he a crazy person?
Well, there's going to be an argument about Adams or whether or not he had CTE, yes. I think that argument is going to be made a lot. His family's already making the argument that he had CTE caused by constant brain problem.
And I'm not challenging you when I ask this question. I am not challenging you as I ask this question.
That's okay.
Does that become an excuse for what he did?
No. No, it's not. I think that's going to be an issue. It's been an issue in a number of cases already of suicides and attacks. It's pretty much been proven that it is a thing.
Caller, hi, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Do you think President Biden's executive gun control orders will stem shootings? What are you thinking?
No, it definitely won't. I think we need to try to do our best to change the narrative, I guess, to mental health issues and social decline issues, not guns. You know, we keep focusing on the guns, and we need laws for to get rid of guns, but it's not the guns. It's society. I mean, how do we stop pedophilia, and how do we stop raping and things of that nature and home invasion and theft? It's not the guns, it's people, and it's society, and it's the lack of a respect for human life.
Let us ask you a question. Do you have kids?
I do.
You do. Do you have any of those guns like Grand Theft, any of those games like Grand Theft Auto, or I don't even know the names of any of these games, because we don't allow them in our house. We don't allow our kids to play them.
Yeah, my kids have a few games, and we have conversations about how that's not real and that's not how we do things in real life, and it is simply a fantasy and it's not something that's done in real life. And I also have guns, and I teach my kids to shoot guns, and I teach them to respect those guns and understand that they are dangerous and they are a tool that is to be respected.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, quickly, last word. Do you think these executive orders will stem shootings?
No, I do not. I think it's the mental health issue, and I think it's all about the Second Right Amendment that everybody's missing out on.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.